Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Should preparations for children making their first Holy Communion, their confirmation and their first confession, should that happen in the classroom during school time? Because the majority of primary school teachers don't seem to think that it should. This INTO survey carried out found the majority of primary school teachers believe that it should be that it shouldn't be the school's responsibility to prepare the kids for these sacraments. Anna Hurley is a teacher in a Catholic school, an INTO member and part of the task force on the future of school patronage. Anna, where should these preparations take place then?
Hi, Andrea. Well, as the survey from primary teachers throughout the country showed, the preference was that a collaboration between the family and the parish would take the responsibility for preparing children for the sacraments.
And how would that work realistically?
Well, I suppose this has been happening throughout the country over a number of years. There have been pilot projects such as the Do This in Memory programme, where the parish has had, you know, a greater responsibility with preparing children in collaboration with families. And I know last week even I read about a fantastic initiative in County Mayo where 62 parishioners were commissioned as Catholic church lay leaders. So they spent 2 years studying for a certificate. And that, I feel, is the kind of initiative that would really help the Catholic Church build a strong support network. And that then would help provide religious education to families who genuinely wish their children to receive their sacraments.
Because the majority of primary schools at the moment, it's about 88% of primary schools across the island of Ireland are under the Catholic patronage. So that means that all of these children will have their first Holy Communion, their first confession, their confirmation preparations. That all takes place, Anna, doesn't it, during school time? During the school hours?
It does. And look, as many of the listeners will be acutely aware, we're already reaching teacher burnout. We have curriculum overload, initiative overload, and there's 11 subjects already. Like, adding in sacramental preparation on top of that, it's just unsustainable.
It already happens, you know, though, doesn't it? Though it's not a new thing.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Taking way too much time. Time that would be far better spent, in my opinion, on a broader education. And I just want to be very clear from the outset, like, I've spoken on motions at Congress today and last year on this, and I have absolute respect for and value religion and the role it plays in the lives of many people. But I just don't see it's a one fits all. And I really think it's a very personal matter to people, to their families. And it should be something that is among faith communities and families to prepare.
So what, effectively children would go to something similar to a Sunday school? Is that what would happen?
Well, we won't say Sunday school because I know there's probably lots of parents there listening and they're not going to be wanting to give up their Sunday to take children to a Sunday school for a religion. And I'm sure the church wouldn't like that either. That's not going to help anyone. This is removing it just from the core hours of the school day. And that happened. I taught in Church of Ireland school and we prepared children for Catholic sacraments after school. Something like that could work. It wouldn't have to be even weekly. But I don't know, they're the finer points that need to be ironed out.
Yeah, but the only thing I'd ask though, Anna, about this, I mean, it's creating a more opt-in system, isn't it? And given that 88% of the schools, the primary schools, are already Catholic schools, we're now taking one of the main fundamental components of this and we're putting it as a sort of an extracurricular thing.
Yeah, I can see. But the reason 88% of the schools are Catholic, that's not, you know, that's down to land, that's down to building.
I know, I appreciate that. And I appreciate that a lot of parents wouldn't send their children necessarily to a Catholic school if they had an alternative. I get that. But the fact remains, I suppose, they still go there. And now one of the main elements of this, we're sort of saying to parents, well, it's up to you if you want the child to make Holy Communion or not.
And I'm a teacher and I have children, you know, I have a son in second class, I have a daughter in third class.
You there, Anna? Anna's line has dropped, is it? Is she gone? Well, Anna, we might try and reconnect with you if you can still hear me, okay? Just bear with me for a moment. Tom is with me in Tipperary today. Tom, 57% of Irish primary school teachers think that faith formation should happen outside of school hours. What's your view?
Okay, well, let them get a job in a school that's not under Catholic patronage, so. It's that simple. I think the whole education system has become very diverse, has catered for many different cultures that have come into the country, and that have their kids going to schools, I think they've bent over backwards. This is a core fundamental thing. I would have no objection to the state coming in and taking over these schools and making them state-run schools, but they're not under Catholic patronage, if that's the case. I feel very strongly that while we've embraced diversity and multiculturalism in this country, are we getting to a stage where we're forgetting our own core values as Irish people?
So you think if you go to a Catholic school, you should learn about faith formation and preparation for the sacraments during school time?
Yeah, I do. Those that want to do it. Now, as a parent, I have no issue going through that process outside of school with my own child. None whatsoever. But I think it's another attack, again, on basically one of the fundamental things in society that makes us Irish in this country.
And what about the point that, you know, like, you have a huge proportion of people who are sending their kid to the local Catholic school, Tom, because they've no other choice. They mightn't want the child to go there, but they've no alternative. They have to.
Look, it is what it is. That comes back to the government, because with the increase in population, the government haven't matched the services to cater for this. There should be more schools. We're crying out for more schools. There should be more hospital places. There should be more Gardaí. As an effective society, you have to build these core societal facilities in place as the population increases. But the government, they're running it on a shoestring. Now, I can see teachers are under pressure with, you know, delivering different subjects in schools and stuff like that. Mm. Not to mind the 3 months holidays that they get during the year, like, you know, which is good time for them to recover from burnout. We also have a policy here with teachers where they can take a leave of absence if they're in a place. I think it's for 12 months. They can take a leave of absence up to 5 years.
It's career break, is it? Right. So,
yeah,
so,
career
so,
break.
So you think that...
I want rid of that.
You want rid of that. Right. But just back to the... You can hear, sorry, Tom, you can hear me, yeah. Just back to the point, though, you think that if the children are in a Catholic school, they should be making the preparations for the sacraments should happen during school time.
That's what I think, and if they don't want to do that, that's fine, take the schools out of Catholic patronage. And problem sorted. Let the government come in and make them state-run schools like they have in France where no religion is taught. I've no issue with that. But if you're going to do a clean sweep. It has to be fair across the board.
Paddy Monaghan is a teacher in Dublin, Tom. Paddy is joining us here as well. Would something like that work, Paddy?
That would be for the government to take the initiative on. I think that's overcomplicating things. I mean, as Anna mentioned, there's all issues around land ownership and so on. And that sounds. I mean, we've tried this thing called divestment, where so it's around about 88% of schools in this country are run by the Catholic Church, are controlled by the Catholic Church, and that's close on 3,000 schools. Now, this divestment program that supposedly began about 13 years ago was supposed to change the patronage of schools towards other patrons. That just isn't happening. I mean, there's been an absolute tiny, tiny fraction. I think it might have changed. Has it changed by a percent? Probably less, 1% or less. It's still, nothing essentially has changed in terms of divestment. And it, I suppose what we found there is, A, it's a roadblock. It's just not happening. But B, in answer to that previous speaker, like, do we really want to go down the road of sort of a school for everyone in the audience, a school for every religion in the audience? Like, it'd be very unusual for a Western democracy to entirely base its education system on the segregation and siloing of children into different schools based on their religious background, which is why I think what's been proposed here, it's very important. Now, the first thing I want to say is that this is not anti-religion. I think it's actually empowering, this suggestion that sacramental preparation, that's communion and confirmation, this idea that it might be taken out of schools, I actually think it's empowering for religion and for parents, because it means they'll be much more involved. They'll have a much more sort of say in what they do, and they've much more agency. So I think it's a really, really positive step.
But will
and
they also, though, Paddy? Said, because, I mean, I don't know, when I think back to, you know, my own time in school, and I went to two different schools. I went to a Catholic school. I went to a Church of Ireland school. So, you know, I have a sort of an experience from both sides of this. And I just wonder if you allow people, if we make this as an extracurricular thing, that people do it in their own time, if they wish to do it. You do it for the first Holy Communion year, and you'll do it for the final year in primary school. And that's it. Nobody will bother about it during the rest of the year.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, do you mean if it's taken out of the schools, that'll be the result?
Yeah, if we just dip in and dip out as you please.
I mean, this is all conjecture on my part, because I'm speaking on this as a teacher who I'm concerned about what happens inside schools as opposed to outside. So inside schools, it'll obviously free up time for curriculum, for curricular activities, curricular areas. But ultimately, I would have thought that empowering families to have more agency in this would be a good thing. This is all conjecture, as I said, in terms of the depth of their faith, because as a teacher, wouldn't really be my business to comment on that. I suppose that would be something for the Catholic Church to comment on in terms of the depth of faith, where people actually choose to do this, to opt in, as you said, rather than sort of just have teachers who, you know, the survey that you mentioned, the same survey that was done, it showed only 33% of teachers teach religion willingly. As you said, only 4% of teachers felt that sacramental preparation should take place in school. That's communion confirmation. And a clear majority think all faith formation should not take place in school. So I suppose, I would have thought that given the failure of divestment, the failure of sort of this idea of, I think it's failed on two fronts. It's failed in the fact that it's just not happening. Schools are not changing to different patrons. And B, it's philosophically a really bad idea, I think, to segregate children on the basis of religion. So I think moving towards a model where, you know, children are included in schools, regardless of their religious background, and where they can, as we say, opt in outside school, where families can choose to opt in rather than sort of the situation at the moment where families and kids are expected to opt out. They're supposed to contact the principal. This is also about the arrangements for opting out are supposed to be in the school's enrollment policy, but no schools really have those arrangements there. Just to talk to the principal, and the kids end up sitting in the class and just sort of doodling, and they're often taking the church and they're left behind. Confirmation, the kids who are opted out are herded into little groups themselves and left behind and missing out and all that. So I do think it's a good idea for everyone. You know, what I would like to say is, you know, I suppose I don't see how anyone wouldn't want this. You know, I don't see how it offends anyone to take it out of school, because it means everyone can avail of it should they so wish. But by leaving it in school, it's clearly putting it on teachers who don't really feel it's their role. And it sort of leads to the segregation of kids in the classroom who aren't taking part in it. So I would have thought choosing to opt in outside of school would be the ideal option. But crucially, it's not anti-religion. Absolutely not.
The other interesting element, I thought, of the survey was that there's a sort of an age disparity as well of older teachers or people who are teaching for longer periods seem to be in the makeup of those that are more in favour of keeping the sacramental preparations in class time rather than younger or newer teachers. Alana's with us. Alana's a primary school teacher and a teacher representative for Education Equality. Do you agree with this, Alana?
I most definitely do. So my children, they go to their local school, which just happens to be Catholic. It's so that they could walk to school and learn alongside their neighbours. But I'll just tell you a basic story. So my daughter, last year, she was in senior infants. And even though I had those conversations, as Patty referenced, with the principal and with her teacher, and that has to be done every single year because it's a new teacher and you have to remind people. So I had told the teacher, just happened to be out of the classroom and the SNA was there when the ashes came around. My daughter, who was only 6 years old, tried to say, "I don't want those," but they were placed on her head anyways. She was quite upset. When the teacher came back in, they attempted to wash them off. But it's these moments of othering. They happen daily, you know, through enforced religious rituals or just by simply being made to feel different from their peers. And, you know, for some parents, convenience of having these sacramental things happen during the school day, that's actually a violation of other children's human rights. And so I would like to put that out there. Because, well, for example, my children are deprived of less education, so they're missing out on half an hour every single day. And then during the sacramental years, that's ramped up. So they're just kind of sitting there. They're not the focus of the teacher in those moments. That's not the teacher's fault. That's a systematic problem. The teachers are required to teach that, you know. So it's not, I'm not blaming the teachers. I have a major issue with the system.
And so obviously go to a Catholic school, is that right?
And
aren't
only
Catholic.
Local school. Yes, they're opted out. Yes, yes, exactly. And so that's a lot of time over the years. I mean, that adds up to months of educational time. And also, it's just that feeling of not belonging fully in your school that's always with them. Like, yes, it's a lovely school, they have lovely teachers, but underlyingly, it's these things are happening and you're different. you know. And I think, like you know, we couldn't just have a different school to cater for everybody. And is that really what we want in our society? Wouldn't it be not much nicer if you go to the local Catholic school, environmentally even, walking to school, you know, learning alongside your neighbours, no matter what their beliefs. And that's how tolerance can just be gently embedded from the very beginning, you know.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to read a text from a listener who says, if they take Holy Communion and confirmation out of primary schools, there'll be a massive reduction in the number of children presenting for these sacraments. My son just had his confirmation. If they take it out of schools, I'll not bother having my second child confirmed. I think school should be school and religion should be kept in the home or in the church. Mildred is on the line. Do you agree with that, Mildred?
100%. Where are the parents in this? What role have they in bringing up their children in the religion? They've never asked for anything. I mean, the child at 6 years of age that refused to take the ashes, for a start, she didn't know what it was, and it wasn't explained to her what it was. The teachers have enough to do to teach the people that are interested in history, geography, maths, Irish, English. Religion, you'll see, I go to Mass every single Sunday and most days, and I see mothers and grandmothers bringing their children to Mass. And what do? They give them the phone. They give them the phone at Mass. Where are we going?
To keep them occupied.
The teachers have enough to do. Leave their religion. I see poor teachers going in there, the poor devils, and if they're wearing a cross or they're wearing a miraculous medal, they have to take it off because the students of maybe 6 or 7 doesn't agree with it. Since when did a student of 6 or 7 have the power to give that awful thing to a teacher that has spent so many years in college?
So Mildred, is your point that they shouldn't, that the teaching or preparation for the sacraments, that should happen outside of school hours, should it?
Yes, it should, and be taught by priests or by nuns or lay people that have done, just there about a half an hour ago, there was a lady on talking about the 20 people down in Mayo that done this course for when the Lord forgive us and all that sort of thing, when we haven't priests. I mean, these people have done their education and sat down and done 2 years. That's what they'll be doing with the help of God. But, the teachers have enough to do and enough to deal with, like the child that wouldn't take the ashes on Ash Wednesday. Come on. That teacher had spent years and years in college, and this is what she had to put up with from a 6-year-old child.
Alan, are you still there? Did your child know what the ashes were for or what it was about? Is Alana still with us? No, I think seems to have lost Alana there. Is Alana still on the line? No. We'll try and maybe...
Hi,
Alana, you can hear me.
Hi, I can hear you. Yes. I'm still here. Yes, my daughter, she has two older brothers, and she's very aware of the fact that we're a non-religious family. I'm a school teacher myself, and I would be highly aware of what's happening during the school day, and we'd have discussions about it. She just asked, it was a deacon who came around with the ashes, and she said to him, I don't take those. I don't want them. And he put them on her anyways. Now, her teacher was very kind and was very aware, but she wasn't present in the room when it was happening. The SNA was there. The teacher was dealing with something else and did apologize to me about it. The SNA didn't feel confident enough, and the SNA wasn't informed. But this is the issue revolving around these opt-out situations and when they happened in school. And if it were to happen after school, these wouldn't be an issue, and I wouldn't have to go around to every teacher and every SNA and explain my daughter's human rights.
Anna, just on a final point, Anna, your part, I mentioned at the very outset, you were part of the task force on this, the task force on the future of school patronage. Where do you go from here with this INTO survey?
So yesterday, this report was presented to all the primary teachers that are attending Congress right now in Galway. And this report was accepted by Congress. And it basically sets out a roadmap for INTO to go into negotiations with the relevant bodies to discuss are recommendations such as the removal of sacramental preparation from the school day. So it's giving the INTO a clear mandate to go into discussions and find out, find an acceptable way. Like the responses basically suggested a greater collaboration between parents, okay, schools and parishes. So that's what we're looking for.
Texter says religious education should be just that, learning about all religions of the world, not indoctrinating children from a young age. This education can inform them to make their own decisions about whether they want to belong to a particular religion or not when they're old enough to decide. And this listener says, if you don't want to have your children in a Catholic school, move them. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. That is Anna, Tom, Paddy, Alana and Mildred. Thanks a million for joining us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.